chased by the FBI across 4 states. Cade had found him holed up in a motel in the middle of Bumblefuck, Utah. The girl had been scared to death, her father ranting and raving, and she hadn't been fed for 2 days. Cade had watched through the scope on his M40 rifle, trained on the window, tensing each time the man waved the gun in the girl's direction. Finally, the man had stayed still long enough for Cade to shoot him. Cade had called Donovan, then dropped the girl off at the nearest hospital. She'd clung to him, crying. Cade still remembered her little hands clutching his jacket.
"No problem,"
Cade said uncomfortably.
"You saved that girl's life," Donovan pressed.
Cade shrugged, smiling tightly.
"I wouldn't want to pay for the years of therapy she'll no doubt need."
Donovan sighed, conceding Cade's point.
"Are you sure you won't come back?"
he asked.
"I could get you a sweet position in D.C. You wouldn't be stuck in some remote field office."
Cade shook his head.
"I like my freedom. So, what do you have for me?"
Donovan reached into his jacket and produced a brown envelope. He placed it on the table. This was handed